you guys done well on third down this year? I mean, you've been consistently good. It's not just a 2 or 3 week thing. You've been good basically every game.
Well, guys have made plays, whether that's, you know, catching the ball or we've run the ball some to get first downs. Aaron scrambled to get first downs. So it's a multitude of things. We've blocked well, and they've just been consistently doing it.
Has that been a building block, do you think, at all? You've been doing this part well, and maybe you can spread some of that stuff out and get the other part? Because you have played better as a whole the last few weeks.
Well, if you have some success in whatever it is, whether it's the running game or the passing game or a certain situation, then that can give you added confidence in other things that you do.
Your scoring is down in the third quarter comparatively to other quarters. Is that just a coincidence thing, or do you think there's anything coming out of halftime or just in the third quarter specifically that needs to be done better?
I don't have a good response to that. I mean, it's just the way it is right now, but we try to be productive all four quarters. This hasn't worked out.
Tom, why is Aaron's completion percentage better the last few games than it was earlier in the year?
I think he's gotten into a rhythm. And guys have made some plays, and, you know, when the individuals make plays, that boosts their confidence. And any time you're successful, that boosts your confidence. So he's always made good decisions. He knows where to go with the ball. And generally, at some point, even though maybe the percentage wasn't as high as it has been, you had to believe that it was gonna turn because he's too good and the receivers are too good.
Can you get the yards per attempt up? How is that the next step, you think?
Not concerned. Obviously, we'd like to be as productive and have as much yardage as we possibly can, but it's not a goal, I would say. I mean, we're just trying to be productive. We have different kinds of plays, short passes, medium passes, home run passes, and hopefully we can hit some more and get some additional yardage, but we're just going to play our game and hopefully those come. I think if you try to chase those kind of plays, they're harder to get. They just have to come.
It's probably just been a challenge with, you know, the running back situation. You don't have your number one tight end and all the other stuff. Have you seen Aaron embrace all that at all? You guys are going to figure out new ways and creative ways and all that to move the ball?
Well, I don't know if I'd say embrace it, but I mean, I think everyone, when you lose some guys, some talented people, everyone tries to pick up their game, not just Aaron, but the other receivers, the new guys who are playing in place of the injured players. The offensive linemen know that might have to throw it a little more, so they pick up their game. So when you're undermanned a little bit and you have some new guys in there, everyone needs to step up and pick up their game.
Hey, Tom, Mike told us early in the year that you guys have kind of switched your responsibilities in terms of you guys, you know, one person used to do third down, short yardage, red zone, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Is that because you've been here the longest and seen how is it good to change it up a little bit? Because it seems like there's a couple areas that maybe last year didn't go the way you wanted that have now kind of turned. Is that a good thing to change it up, or?
I don't know that we changed it up so much. I mean, when I was quarterback coach, I did the red zone. Alex is a QB coach. He does the red zone. And last year, I did not have a specific area that to start the season that I was responsible for. So at the end of this season, it would just change in that regard. The people who had the responsibility last year at the various areas, that hasn't changed.
So, am I wrong? I thought you took over third down. Is that not correct?
I did, yes.
And you're doing, I mean, not to pat you on the back, but you're doing pretty well on third down. I guess that's what I'm just wondering, if after what you went through last year, if having that kind of specific area again to kind of focus on, if that's been good for you as a coach, and it's been good for the offense.
Well, I like to be helpful. And you know, it's you have to give the credit to the players, and in each area, I mean, the way it works is a guy has responsibility for studying it and proposing ideas, but we sit in the room as a group, and the original proposals may change a little bit, they may change drastically. So it's when it's all said and done, it's a collective effort.
Tom, when you're using so many guys in the backfield, whether it's Adams, Cobb, Montgomery, Jackson, Kowski, how creative do you have to be? Do you have to try to play each guy's strengths? Can you come up with that many plays that, you know, work for that guy's strengths, or do you just try to fit them in the, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what you do in general all the time. You look at your personnel. You look at the defensive personnel you're playing, and you try to put your guys in a position to be successful. You know what they can do, and you try to as I say, put them in a position where they can show what they have and make plays for you, because that's the goal, is to be productive as possible. So that's how it works.
Isn't it a little, you know, when you have Lacey back there, you know what he does and what he's good at, and he's going to be back there quite a bit. Mm-hmm. You know, is it more of a challenge when you've got, you know, what, like four or five different types of guys that you think isn't back there?
Well, it's a challenge each week, regardless of who you have, because you're playing against outstanding defenses. So, but the individual coaches know their guys, know what they can do. Don't try to overload them. And as I say, put them in a position to be successful. So that's, you know, that's our job as coaches, to try to get that done.
Tom, knowing Edgar this as well, knowing how Aaron is and how particular and demanding it is, I thought it was interesting that he said that Don Jackson has come to his room each of the last 2 weeks at the team hotel on Saturday night to, you know, ask questions and find out what he wants from him. How important is that? I mean, everybody could do it, but not everybody does it. What does that tell you about Jackson, and what does that kind of tell you as a coach? You know, how important is that, or would you like to see more guys do that with Aaron because of the value it has?
Well, you get that a lot in the meetings, because we meet with the tight ends and the wide receivers. We don't meet much. I'm talking about the quarterbacks and receivers and tight ends meet together to watch the film. And I think that was probably not exclusively, but in large part a function of, you know, he didn't have a lot of experience with Don. I mean, he was here in the spring and then wasn't able to be here in training camp and didn't have a whole lot of reps. So, you know, he was trying to get him comfortable, and he was trying to get comfortable with what he knew and what he could ask him to do when he was in the game. So it was mutually beneficial.